either a notch or a gap, or is there something else?
I think there's something else.
That's good, because those are Eastern terms. Think that over, though. That's good, and tell me when you think of it, because we might include that. Now, does the term Badlands mean anything to you, in general?
New Mexico.
It's
just
what
land you can't grow anything on.
Is what
Badlands.
All right. How about breaks?
The parts of Utah. There's a national park called Cedar Breaks, with mostly just cliffs, I think.
All right. Or in Montana, or is it in Dakota, the Missouri Breaks?
Are they rapids or?
Well, I'm not sure if it's where the I thought that was that that might be. I don't know if it's where the river breaks up, you know, and it really doesn't, you know, as the river's beginning to form. I'm just not sure. You don't know that, though.
Break. The only thing I know is that Cedar Breaks National Park, and I think that's maybe a break in the mountain range.
Okay, is that the sort? Is that the word you were thinking of before about the
No,
gap?
I can't remember what that is. I'll have to.
All right, but it's B R E A K.
Yeah.
Okay. How about does the word High Plains mean anything to you?
Just in reference to Wyoming, I think.
What part? The whole state?
The whole state.
Is what?
High Plains.
All right. Does the word whole mean anything? With reference to mountains?
No.
I mean, for instance, why Jackson Hole is called Jackson Hole?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, you mentioned mountains. Are there any other kinds of highlands?
Plateaus.
All right, or just a little
hills.
Yeah,
we don't.
Yeah. You don't have any hills. You have mountains and flatland.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't much call those anything. Uh-huh.
Do they use a term in
bluff? I guess is a term.
Yeah, do you use that?
Mm-hmm.
Another term I was thinking of just occurred to me. Do you ever use a name there for people who aren't from the mountains, people from the flatlands? Outsiders?
Generally, I think they just refer to what part of the country they come from.
I see. Okay. Can you just distinguish rock and stone for me? Those words mean two different things.
Up until a month ago, I couldn't. I learned this sometime that the rock is supposed to be larger than a stone.
But I
never would have known that.
As a kid, you'd say you picked up just you might you
throw thought, rocks.
Yeah, you wouldn't throw stones.
No. All right. That's
a little. How about a fence or wall made of these big things?
A rock wall.
Okay, a rock wall. And now, what kinds of grasses grow around?
Oh boy. June grass is the only kind of grass I can think of, and it turns brown by.
How about the kind of grass you have in your yard?
Oh, lawn?
Yeah, that's all right. That's the kind of grass.
Kentucky bluegrass.
What other? What else flourishes?
Weeds.
Okay. Now, these things that bloom are called
flowers.
Yeah. Okay. Now, any wildflowers? Any Utah wildflowers?
There's sago lilies originally. They're almost all gone now, though. That's the state flower.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Indian paintbrush. Boy, I don't know.
That's good, though. Those are both good. That's the kind of stuff that that we want to pursue. Now, I'd like you to tell me just a bit. Go back, get back to the Mormons, and you were telling me about the trouble they had. The and the the polygamy. I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. You said when they start, so what is this you I hear now? I thought I didn't know that. I mean, polygamy is not part of the Mormon Church now?
No, after the church issued a manifesto in 1890, and it hasn't been legal since then.
Here, Wyoming entered the Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, but what about all these...
In fact, Mormons, you're all... If you are practicing polygamy, you're...